Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast with Pastor Greg. It's a wintry March day here in southern Idaho, and it's been a winter. Oh my goodness. We are looking forward to our beautiful southern Idaho summer, and you know, it's going to feel all that much more blessed when that warm weather gets here. But we are in the Psalms, and we are in Psalm 20 today, where once again David is writing. It's a kind of a unique psalm in that it kind of expresses, you know, the heart of prayer for someone that you love. You know, you want to pray blessing for people in your life. And, you know, and I think if David was asking for prayer, that this is the prayer he would ask. Like if he was going to say, hey, would you pray for me? Psalm 20 is what he would want us to pray for him. And I'll be honest with you, I would love for you to pray Psalm 20 for me. And I think after we go through this together, you'll say the same thing about yourself. Hey, would you pray that Psalm for me as well? So let's jump into it. Psalm 20, a psalm of David. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. So may the Lord answer you. That's a great thing to pray. And there's nothing so sweet in the time of trouble, in the time of difficulty, than hearing from God. When you hear from God in the time of difficulty and trouble, it just settles you. You get a sense that, okay, the Lord is with me. There's purpose in all of this. It's gonna be okay. But secondly, may the name of the God of Jacob protect you. His name is a strong tower. And so may the character, when we say the name of God, we're saying the character of God, all who God is. May God protect you. That's the simple way of saying it. Verse 2, may he send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. So strength from the sanctuary. In other words, not earthly strength, not natural strength, not fleshy strength, but heaven's strength. It says in Ephesians 1:3 that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Like we have those blessings. They are available to us. And so we can be strengthened by heaven's resources, or we could go the way of the flesh and try and work it out from our own strength. And that's the dichotomy that Christians struggle with. And so David's prayer is saying, may God send you his strength. May he strengthen you with might in the inner man. Verse 3, may he remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. So for those of us who know Jesus and love Jesus and who have trusted Jesus for our salvation, we know that God accepts our sacrifices because of Jesus. That our sacrifices are sanctified by Christ himself and his work at the cross. His righteousness has become our righteousness. And so we offer our sacrifices through Jesus. Verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Oh, isn't that a glorious thing to pray for someone? May he grant you. Now, when we say that, grant you your heart and fulfill all your plans, we caveat that with the plans that are in the heart of God's will and direction. We can have plans, you know, that maybe aren't the best. And God reserves the right to overrule us. We make our plans, the proverb says, but he establishes our goings, and we're glad. We're glad that God reserves the right to interrupt our plans or to move our direction this way or that. You see, I'm so thankful that he does that in my life from time to time. Verse 5, may we shout for joy over your salvation. In the name of the Lord our God, set up our banners. So notice the joy. May he give you joy over the salvation that he brings. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. May he answer all your prayers. So listen, man, just praying that the Lord would bless you, praying that he would show up for you in the time of trouble, praying that he would receive your offerings and give you favor, praying that he would grant your desires. Great things to pray for someone you love. Verse 6, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. So we're going from may the Lord do this to I know he's going to. There's certain things I know God's going to do that I can count on him to do. He saves his anointed. He will not lose one of his anointed, not one. No one can pluck us from his hand. And he will answer. God answers our prayers. Sometimes it's no, but we're glad about that. We're thankful. We need to rejoice in the no's as well as the yeses. Verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in horses and chariots. Now, this was the signs of strength in that day, in David's day. If you have horses and you have chariots, that means you're powerful. You're part of a powerful army. And you can get what you want if you have those things, generally speaking, through your resources and your strength. So some boast in what they can do through their own resources and their own strength. Not us, not God's people. We boast in the name of the Lord. And so we don't go through life, you know, in our own strength, forcing our hand, forcing our way to get our way. No, we trust in the Lord. We yield our will to his. We say, Lord, I'm in trouble here. Lord, I need you to deliver me. So often when God's people are in trouble, they're tempted to go to Egypt, to go to the world and try and finagle their way out of the situation that they're in, rather than going to the Lord and praying and crying out to God and discovering his deliverance. Oh, Christian, go to the Lord. Go to him. He's there. His resources are available. He'll deliver you. He really will. His resources, his strength are available to you right now. Finally, they collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May he answer us when we call. Hey, the people who lean on the arm of the flesh, they're going to fall inevitably. Flesh is as grass. It rises up for a moment, then it's burnt out, cut down, and gone. But those who trust in the Lord, those who do the will of the Father, they will endure forever, forever. God bless you guys.